Good to be here tonight.
Amen.
I ask your prayers. I've been kind of weak all day. Weak in body. I'm glad that the Bible said that the flesh is weak.
Yeah.
But the Spirit's will.
Amen.
We're strong in that flesh any day. If we just let the Lord take over, He can give our body strength.
That's right.
Strength enough to go on. Amen. If you got your Bibles, turn with me. We're going to read one verse here. And then carry on. Proverbs chapter 29, very familiar scripture. And as I was driving home from lessons today, kind of thinking about what the Lord might want me to preach on, and this scripture came to mind, and the thought about it came to my mind. We're going to do our best to mind the Lord tonight, whatever He tells us to do. And, it's a great honor to be up here in front of everybody and be counting amongst the brethren, be able to have a good time with the Lord.
Amen.
I don't know whoever said you can't have a good time in church, never been to church.
Amen.
Never really been to real church.
Amen. Right.
We can have a good time with the Lord. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18, where there is no vision, the people perish.
Yeah.
He that keepeth the law happy is He.
Bless you.
That's as much as I want to read right now.
Bless
you. You know, the Bible tells us of a vision here. And if I have a thought tonight, the thoughts on my mind is having a long-term vision.
Bless you, Lord.
As I begin to think about this, you know, begin to think about the Christian walk that we're in, the Christian race that we're in, and all the different things of encouragement the Bible tells us about. Brother Randy quoted some a minute ago, and Joshua about He tells us to be with us, and He'd go before us and go behind us, and He'd be our rear guard, and to be of good courage.
Yeah.
And the reason we see a lot of the people today in churches falling away and churches failing and is because the more I think about it, the more I think that the people have lost their vision. Amen.
Come on,
and begin to think about that. You know, not long ago preached about the light and being in the light, walking in the light. And
yeah.
People today seem like they don't walk in the light anymore. They've lost their vision.
Yeah.
They've lost what it means to be a Christian.
Yeah.
They've lost what it means to, amen, to have fellowship with the Lord. And, amen. They've let the devil steal some things, amen, from their life. And I preached last Sunday over at Oak Grove in Job chapter 1, where it talks about the devil taking all those things away from Job, and then he tries to take his life. And we see people today, they've lost their joy, they've lost their love. And, amen. The fruit of the Spirit can't grow because the Word of God that's sown is choked and can't grow and can't bear fruit. We find Satan has taken the Word away from this generation, taken it away from the world. Amos said there'd be a great famine in the last days. It wouldn't be of bread. It wouldn't be of food. Amen. But it would be of the hearing of the word of the Lord. Amen. We find that today people are losing their vision. They're losing, amen, the wonderful joys that the Lord has placed before them. And they're letting the devil just take it away from them right under their nose.
Yeah.
I want to talk about a long-term vision tonight. Amen. When I think about this, I begin to think about when you go to the bank or when you go to some kind of investment company or maybe even if you're working and you got your 401k in there, they'll tell you any kind of investment you make, even if it's just for your personal savings and your personal use, they tell you that you want to keep it in there at least 5 years or longer. Amen. Mm-hmm. It'll have time to mature.
Yeah.
Amen. It has time to grow. You'll see some ups and downs. Amen. Amen. But if you just leave it in there and trust, amen, you'll see that over time, the average, it'll grow a little bit.
Yeah.
You'll be able to see some profit off that. Amen. But the problem is today, a lot of people want to go in there and take it out.
Yeah.
And you're subject, if you withdraw early, to penalties. Amen.
Yeah.
And you're subject to, and when you withdraw early, like I said, to penalties. Amen. You don't get to see the return on your investment as much as you would if you'd have left it alone, left it in there. Amen. And that, I begin to think about that. And that really makes sense in the Christian walk.
Yeah.
Amen. This ain't no short-term thing. This ain't no getting there.
Amen.
Get saved and expect everything to be a bed of roses. Expect everything to just go smoothly like an old cakewalk. Hey, but this has got some gravel on the road a little bit. I might find a little bit of rust here and there on the side of the road. Amen. But God said it was a narrow way.
Amen.
Amen. A straight and narrow way that leads to life everlasting. Hey, and few there be which go in there at. Amen. Amen. A lot of people today trod that path like they used to. Amen. Hey, because the devil's come in and snatched their vision away. Hey, and has blinded them. Amen. So that they can't see what's beyond their trouble.
Amen.
Amen. You don't put the investment in and you take it out and you're going to see, hey, you're not going to get much return on that investment.
Yeah,
amen. I think about the Christian life today. I think about, hey, it's got its ups and downs too.
Yes,
amen. We got our mountains and our valleys and our hills. Amen. But I tell you what, you stay straight. Stay on that straight and narrow. Amen. And you leave your salvation in the hands of the Lord.
Right.
best for me and my house. Hey, I'm going to serve the Lord. Amen. We'll ever see some return on that vestment one day.
Amen, brother.
There's a payday coming.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm glad today. Hey, to see that the Lord has got a plan. Hey, beyond any 401k, this is our word. It's
offered.
Amen. Amen. There's a retirement awaiting for those.
Yeah,
amen. That's steadfast, unmovable, unshakable in the faith of the Lord. Hey, then the only way you're going to get it is if you endure to the end.
Amen.
Amen. That may be the end of your life. That may be the end of this world as we know it. We don't know what that end is. Hey, but the point is to stay faithful to God. Hey, no matter what comes your way. Hey, there's people today that don't have a vision, and we find them falling by the wayside by the dozens and hundreds and thousands. Hey, because they've lost their long-term vision. Hey, man, when you put money in for a retirement 401k, amen, and for me as an example, when I was working in the factories and stuff, hey, they tell you so many years down the road is what the investment you want to put it in. I think mine was year 2045. Would be the time that I would retire, so I'd want to put it in that fund. And that'd be 40-something years, 50-something years down the road before I could even touch it, or before I could really see it mature.
Yeah.
Amen. And Jerry, you just said you've been on the road for over 40 years.
Yeah.
Hey, no telling how big that investment's got. Amen.
Right.
Hey, would you turn around and take out that investment? Hey, this time, knowing what you know, no, sir.
Yeah.
No way would you take back out. And you go back in this old filthy world and roll around in the mud again, knowing, hey, the treasure that you laid up over there, hey, it's worth much more than anything this world can offer.
Amen.
I'm glad there's an investment. Hey, called heaven, called eternal life.
Amen.
That if we just stay steadfast, hey, and don't lose our vision, we could see, hey, that return on investment.
Amen.
There's some people that had a long-term vision in the Bible. Amen. The Lord be my helper. I want to get into some of those. Amen. The one that immediately comes to mind is Abraham. Amen. The Bible, will probably read that here in a little bit, but the Bible tells me about Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He was one of the fathers of the faith.
Amen.
Amen. We find that he was willing to give up Isaac.
Yeah.
Hey, put a little bit more in that investment.
Yeah.
Hey, he was willing to go the extra mile. He was willing to, amen, have the circumcised flesh.
Hey,
and cut covenant with God.
Yeah.
Put a little bit more in that investment fund.
Yeah.
Amen. We find that he said over there in Hebrews, make it to that, may not, don't know. Hey, but it talks about he's seeking a city whose builder and maker is God.
Amen.
Amen. There's a place over there he was looking for. Amen. But he never got to see it while he was here in this lifetime.
Amen.
Amen. Today I may never get to see any retirement.
Yeah.
Hey, that comes my way. Hey, but that doesn't mean I don't want to keep putting in and seeing some kind of investment later on down the world, down life. Hey, because I want to be able to, amen, see a little bit of investment. Return on that investment.
Yeah.
And you stick with that.
Praise the Lord.
And today, people don't have a long-term vision. Amen. They don't realize that whatever you're going to go through some peaks and valleys.
Yeah.
Hey, man, don't be checking the stock market every day. You're slow and say, boy, if I lost today, hey, boy, I got to see how much I've lost.
Yeah.
Boy, people are so worried about how much. Just leave it alone. Just follow the Lord. Go back to business.
Amen.
Trust God to bring the return.
Amen.
Boy, I tell you what, God's retirement plan is better. It's out of this world.
Amen.
He said, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Hey, forget not all his benefits.
Amen.
Hey, some things he listed was things that money can't buy.
Amen.
Talk about forgiving your iniquities.
Yes, amen.
Talk about healing of all your diseases.
Amen.
Amen. Talk about knowing that we're dust.
Yeah.
And that God knows what kind of frame we're in.
Oh,
he created it. He created us. He knows what kind of kind of people we are. He knows that we're fickle. Sometimes we get weak. He knows the old flesh is weak. But I'm glad today that God still loves us.
Amen.
That's the best retirement plan you'll ever have.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Amen. When we lay down these old bones and be able to go and collect on that retirement.
Yeah.
Hey, what a joy to be.
Yeah.
Hey, man, begin to think about that old scripture.
Come on, brother.
Hey, where it talks about the woman who's in travail in Revelation. Hey, she's in travail for a portion for a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Hey, man, and then we find out that as soon as the baby's born, hey, her pain is remembered no more. She forgets all about it.
Yeah.
Hey, for the joy of that bundle that's in her hands.
Amen.
We don't really see. We don't have that long-term vision.
Yeah.
Hey, to see that all the pain and everything we're going through in this world,
amen,
all of a sudden one day after a while it's going to be over.
Amen.
We'll never remember that anymore.
Amen.
For the joy
of
entering that kingdom.
Amen.
Hear those words. Welcome, enter in, a good and faithful servant.
Yeah.
Thou hast been faithful over a few things.
Yeah.
And I'll make you ruler over me.
Amen.
What a joy it is. Abraham had that faith Bible tells me in Romans chapter 4, it talks about Abraham. It said that who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now listen to this. Hey, now it was not written for his sake alone, but that it was imputed to him. Hey, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification.
Amen.
We see that Abraham did not stagger.
Right.
Hey, at God's promise because of the unbelief. Hey, yes, sure, he was 100 years old.
Yes.
Sure, beyond a man's years, that was just unreasonable that he could have a child to conceive. Hey, but we find according to the writing there that he did not stagger. Amen. He was faithful to God.
Amen.
He even says over there, hey, that when he was willing to offer Isaac, he knew that God, if had to be, and was able to raise him up, hey, from the very dead.
Amen.
He had a long-term vision. Long-term vision. God told him the seed's going to be as countless like the stars of the heavens, countless like the grains of the sand of the world. Hey, and Abraham didn't even live to see it.
Yeah.
He knew God was able to perform that he promised. He had a long-term vision. He had something beyond, what this old mortal world that we live in. Hey, was able to travel past. Amen. I'm glad today when me and you are gone. Hey, God still lives on.
Amen.
He still considers prayers that were prayed. Amen. He still considers the plan that he's made.
Amen.
He still considers all these things and he can carry it forward where our bodies are weak and have to lay down.
Amen.
Amen.
Over there in Acts. And this is on me. I don't know why. I don't know if this really ties together or not, but this won't go away. Acts chapter 2, we find that the Holy Spirit descended. Amen. Like cloven tongues of fire. Amen. There was assembled in the upper room. Tongues of Jews of all over many nations began to speak of the wonderful things, the works of God that said it. And every man heard in his own language, thought they were drunk, and Peter stood up and said, this is not being drunk, seeing it's just the third hour of the day, but it was, and it was spoken by the prophet Joel, He told them that this was coming to pass before their eyes. He said, as it come to pass in the last day, he said, God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit. They shall prophesy, and I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great notable day of the Lord shall come. And Lord, listen to this. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Peter told these men. What this was all about. That God's Spirit that was promised was come. And they seen it right before their very eyes. Amen. He told them later on when they heard these things. That Peter told them and accused them that they had crucified the Lord of glory. Had the Savior there right with them on the earth. But they sent him to an old tree. An old rugged cross. Amen. To pay the price of sin. Amen. He told them that when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart. And said unto Peter, to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall come.
Amen.
We just read over there where Abraham, Amen, knew the promise was going to extend beyond
Amen.
The Gentiles will be grafted in one day. And we find that today. Even as he said, as many as the Lord shall call. Not only that, as many as received him. Bible says, to them gave he power how to be sons of God. Amen. To become the sons of God.
Amen.
Amen. Bible says, many are called. Hey, but few are chosen. Hey, man, I'm glad today that I'm both called.
Amen.
And I'm chosen.
Amen.
Amen. Why do you know you're chosen?
Yeah.
Hey, because I chose him. Amen.
Yeah.
That qualifies me to be chosen.
Amen.
Amen. Because I gave my heart to him and gave my life to him. And he says, that's one of mine.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And because of this,
we
find later on, he said, with many other words did he testify in his order, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation.
Yes, amen.
Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000
souls.
3,000 souls. Boy, it's been a wonder this week to see last couple of weeks about 3 or 4 souls saved.
Yeah. Amen.
It's been wonderful to hear about that. Be able to see the results and the fruit of the labor which we put forth.
Amen.
Amen. But there, you know what? That's not the only ones that God wants. Amen. He said, look at them. The harvest is wide in the field. Amen. It's ready to be received. Amen. It's ready to be taken and ready to be the sheaves going in. Hey, and bringing those out. He said, pray for the harvest. Pray that there be laborers to come in. God still wants more laborers.
Yeah.
He still wants to save more people.
Yeah.
From the fiery pits of hell.
Amen.
Praise Amen. I'm talking about a long-term vision. These people here, they got saved. They had a long-term vision.
Right. Yeah.
They knew that, that Christ had come. They were pricked in their hearts. That convicting spirit that come down upon those apostles had come in their heart.
Yeah.
Hey, and they said that they were pricked in their heart and asked the apostles, what are we going to do about this?
Mm-hmm.
He told them, repent.
Oh, yeah.
And be baptized for the remission of sin.
Amen.
Then you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Just a little bit farther and we're going to close. Amen. I think about all the people. If you'll read Hebrews chapter 11, that's where I'm going to go next. If you'll read in Hebrews chapter 11, you're going to find a lot of people, hey, that had a long-term vision.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm talking about people that knew it was something that was beyond.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Anything this world could give them, anything this world could put in their way, troubles and trials, the Bible says, hey, that all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
Yeah.
Hey, I ain't no better than the Lord and Savior myself. Hey, man, he went through persecution. That Jesus said, hey, the world hate you. Know that it hated me before it ever hated you.
Amen.
He said, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Amen. I'm glad today we've got a promise, of a brighter future.
Amen.
If we'll just hold on to that long-term vision.
Amen, brother.
We find Abraham here. Abraham said, it says by faith. Hey man, let me find exactly where it was. Talking about Abraham and Sarah here. Said that she had received strength to conceive seed. Was delivered of a child when she was past age because she judged him faithful to the promise.
Amen.
Hebrews 11:12. Therefore sprang even of one in him as good as dead.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be Abraham.
Yeah.
So many as the stars in the sky in multitude.
Amen.
And as the sand which is by the seashore, innumerable.
Amen.
Amen. Somewhere else, I think it might be Galatians, it talked about how we are also the seed of Abraham.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Not through circumcision of the flesh, but through the heart.
Amen.
Amen. Notice this. Talk about long-term vision. It says in verse 13 of Hebrews 11, these all died in faith.
Amen.
Talk about Abraham, talk about Sarah, talk about everybody you've talked about before this. Noah, Enoch, all those died in faith. Not having received the promises.
Uh-huh.
Not having received the promises.
Yeah.
Hebrews 10:36 says, for ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise.
Yeah.
They didn't receive the promise here on earth. Amen. But after they done God's will, it was time for them to go.
Amen.
And one day after a while, the promise will be received.
Amen.
One day after a while. But notice this. They were faithful to the end, even though they didn't see the promises. But they, having seen them afar off, long-term vision, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country.
Mm-hmm.
Truly, if they'd been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country.
Amen.
That is in heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed be called their God, for He hath prepared for them the city.
Amen.
Jesus said, I go away to prepare a place for you. Yep. Yep. Amen. He said, if I go away, I'll come back again.
Yep.
Amen. To receive you that where I am, you may be also.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. A lot of times, just like Peter, we get out of the boat and we get to go on and work for the Lord, and all of a sudden the winds and the waves go. Hey, we see the winds and the waves. We see what's happening here and now. Hey, but we don't see past that to that city. We don't see past that to that heavenly gates that we'll be able to call home one day after a while.
Amen.
Amen. It's so easy to get caught up in the here and now. Amen. You got to have a better spiritual eyesight than that.
Amen.
To be spiritually minded is life and peace.
Yeah.
Amen. Elisha told his servant over there, hey, when the Syrians were encamped about him, hey, he prayed that God would open their eyes.
Yeah.
He opened his eyes, and he opened his eyes, and he looked upon the mountains out as far as he could see.
Yeah.
Hey, there were chariots of fire and angels encamped about him.
Amen.
Hey, Lord, would to God that he just opened our eyes.
Yeah.
Hey, that we could see past all the turmoil, past all the persecution, past all the trials that we go through in this life. Hey, the Bible said, don't think it strange. Hey, concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you.
Amen.
Don't think it strange. Amen. Temptation working patience.
Yeah.
Hey, he tells us all these things in his word. Amen. And he gives it to us for encouragement.
Yep.
He says, if anyone lack wisdom, let him ask of God.
Yeah.
Hey, you going through a trial? Ask God why.
Yeah.
Ask God what he needs you to do in this storm. Amen. Hey, to give you a vision to get the scales of this present problem off your eyes so you can look ahead. And
Amen.
Have a long-term vision.
Amen. That's right.
Praise
Moses had a long-term vision.
Yeah.
Hey, he saw that the people, they were about to cross over the desert, the sea, the Red Sea. He began to see everything that was going on. He saw back there that all the people could see. Hey, was Pharaoh and the army chasing after them. Hey, but Moses said, don't worry about them. Hey, stand still and see the salvation. Hey, of the Lord your God. Hey, Moses saw past of the Red Sea. He stretched out his hand and his rod. Hey, we see the sea is parted. Amen. And they go over on dry ground. Hey, because they're not worried about Pharaoh. Hey, Moses is after the promised land. Amen. If we just put our hearts and minds and our treasure in heaven and go after the promised land, amen, we'll be able to achieve that one day after a while. We've got one that's coming. Hey, if there's anybody else, you can come on ahead. Hey, come in while the water's troubled.